Good morning. It's 8:10 on a Monday, and as you heard just a minute ago, it's time for Ask the Experts, and we have Charles Skank in studio. How are you doing today, Charles?
Doing great. Thank you, James.
Yeah, thank you. What is the verse of the day?
Romans chapter 12 reads, "I beseech you, therefore, brethren, by the mercies of God, that you present your bodies a living sacrifice, holy, acceptable unto God, which is your reasonable service." Romans chapter 12, verse 1.
All right. Thank you so much, sir. So it's been a busy weekend. I know we were talking a little bit of weekend plans and stuff on Friday, and there was so much going on with Dalton Defender Days. My folks were in town. We went and saw some of the reenactments and everything, and that was really great. Car show. And then my folks were actually staying for about three or four days. Uh-huh. They stayed here because my birthday list passed Wednesday. And so, my dad was in town. And as we mentioned on a couple shows previous, he worked at the Independence plant. And he actually got to go and see his old workplace this past week, which is really cool.
At Cessna.
At Cessna, yep.
So he got to walk in there. Did he see anybody he recognized?
He did. He actually saw a couple people that he recognized. And it's funny, yeah, I call it the Independence plant because that's what, you know, normally he's always talking, he'll differentiate between, and since we're from Wichita, the Wichita plants versus the Independence plant. But yeah, Cessna.
That's cool. I had a good weekend. Like I mentioned, Friday, we're going to shoot some pictures with my wife, and we shot this one-year-old. And you'd think, you know, shooting babies for pictures sometimes can be challenging, you know, how they're going to behave. But this was the most photogenic one-year-old baby girl that I've ever seen. She just was zero problems, smiled, and it was unbelievable. She was better than some eight-year-olds that we've photographed. So that was fun.
No, that's great. You kind of never know how they're gonna behave. Like even I know that church baptisms and that sort of thing, you always have the kids,
right.
And it's either hit or miss. It's either gonna be great or it's gonna be bad.
That's
so
right.
It sounds like you got lucky there.
That's right.
So we are now into the month of October. We're back into a Monday, back into a work week. And so, what's your week ahead looking like?
So it's Medicare season, as I've been talking about. October the 15th starts Medicare season, but there are other things that we can talk about when we review somebody's Medicare. And so I just want to give a rundown of some of those things. So first of all, a dental plan. So dental plans are not a Medicare sponsored type plan, but it's an extra coverage that we help people with. And when you come in to review your Medicare, we can look at your dental plan. There's a variety of options available. The most widely accepted plan right now is Delta Dental, and we offer that. We help people evaluate and make sure they're on the best plan, because there's plans range anywhere from $35 a month as much as $72 a month. And depending on what your needs are, it's a good idea to adjust that. And we recommend that you talk to your dentist, because he works with Delta Dental all the time. He can tell you which dental plan is best for you based on your health record. And so dental plans are something that we are talking about as well.
Now, so are you saying that there is no coverage for Medicare for dental at all? Then is that correct?
That's right.
And what is the, I guess it just seems a little surprising to me that there, I mean, maybe I shouldn't be surprised, but there's just no provision, I guess, in the Medicare world for dental. And has there ever been, or is it just, you know, you always have to do it on your own?
Yeah, you always have to do it on your own. I don't think there never has been.
Okay.
And so that's just the way it is.
Well, and I guess that's similar to, I guess, most employee healthcare plans, where, you know, they will, you know, offer a healthcare plan, but then, you know, if you do want dental and vision coverage, they might still offer that, but it's just going to be an extra thing
that's
that you're
right.
going to pay for.
That's
so
right.
Similar looks like in the Medicare world.
Yeah, exactly.
Okay.
Exactly.
Yeah. And then what else? What other plans are out there? What other kind of additional parts?
So just like you mentioned, vision plans.
Okay.
So there's no coverage in Medicare for glasses or contacts. And so there are options where you can get a standalone vision plan. And then there's I've never offered any standalone hearing plans, but we do have a dental, vision, and hearing plan all in one that has a pool of money that you can use to pay for dental, vision, or hearing up to $3,000. And so that's something that people have found beneficial.
Is that almost kind of like a flexible spending sort of thing where you have like a healthcare savings account? Is it somewhat similar to that where you have a pool you can draw from?
Yeah, there's a pool that you can draw from, but it's $3,000 and next year it's going to be $3,000 as well. So it doesn't roll over.
Okay.
Or anything like that.
Gotcha. And do you offer, maybe if someone was not interested in having hearing available, is there just an option for dental and vision? Because some people do have better hearing than others.
Right,
you know?
Right. So we have standalone dental, we have standalone vision.
Okay.
But we don't have a combo dental vision plan together. No.
Sure. Oh, no. I gotcha. That all makes sense. All right. So what else?
So another thing we can do is help people with a retirement checkup as far as their income planning. And right now, with stock market losses like they are, with the volatility like it is, and a person's desire for certainty as they get closer to retirement, we can help people evaluate and check their retirement plan. Maybe they set that retirement income plan up however long ago, but it's a good idea to recheck it and look at how it's going, what your needs are. What has inflation done? How are your expenses? Are they increasing, decreasing? What's going on there? And just make sure that you're on the best plan. And sometimes we say, hey, you need to stay right where you're at. Other times there's adjustments that you can make to improve your situation as well.
And kind of on that same vein, say if someone is interested, they're like, hey, I do have a little bit of extra money saved away, but I kind of like to grow this if possible. Can you advise people on maybe some places where they could invest that money?
Yeah. Sometimes we find people that their money is in a place where it's too volatile, where it's at too much risk. The other problem is we find it where it's stagnant. It's just setting in a bank account.
Yeah, a bank account getting in 5 cents a year.
Right. Yeah, give them 0.0 nothing. And so we have ways to put that money to work, even with a short, very short-term commitment. We even have vehicles that have zero commitment as far as time, where you can put it in today and you could take it out the next day if you chose.
Oh, okay.
And
because some of these are locked in, right? You know, they're like isn't a CD kind of locked in?
Right. They have a time commitment. But we have an option that doesn't have a time commitment, but it also has a much better rate of return than what you can get at the bank. And so that's been an attractive option for people as well.
Gotcha. Okay. Very good. So what else?
So next is to look at people's long-term care options. And we don't like to think about long-term care, but nobody plans to use the spare tire on their car.
Exactly.
We don't really like to think about the spare tire of the car. But when we need it, we're really glad it's there so we're not stranded. And so we don't like to think about long-term care, but if nursing home or long-term care should come up, it's nice to have a plan that if you do need it, at least you have something in place. And so when we talk to people, we look at their long-term care options. And you might say, well, I can't afford it, or it's going to be too much, or you'd be surprised at what the options are available to have in store in case that happens. You'd be surprised at how with a little planning and not a whole lot of expense, you can have some extra funds available if that comes as a requirement. So it's good to have those things in place, and we can help that spare tire be there just in case.
Well, and two, you have to think, people saying, well, I don't want to think about myself right now, but really it's actually going to be helping, you know, maybe your kids, your caregivers, that sort of thing going down the road. So it's really not a selfish thing per se. It's actually more of a selfless thing, I would think, because you're just helping the people who, you know, may be taking care of you down the road. So having a plan in place, I would think, would be beneficial for that.
That's true. And some people look at, you know, Medicare or Medicaid rather, Medicaid they say, you know, that will catch me if nursing home comes in the picture, long-term care. But there is pain to go to Medicaid. And what I mean by that is if you can do some planning ahead, you can avoid the pain of having to go. Because to qualify for Medicaid, you have to get rid of all of your extra. You can't have more than $2,000 in the bank.
Oh, wow.
It greatly reduces, you know, what you can have on hand in order to go there. And so it's a good idea to have an alternative route.
And so Medicaid, would that $2,000 limit, does that also include like maybe any stocks you have, that sort of thing? How is that all calculated?
That's right.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
Okay.
$2,000 or below is what you have to have in assets.
In total assets.
Yeah,
wow.
Besides your home.
Okay.
Besides your residence.
Okay.
Right. Right.
Sure. All right. Well, that is really interesting. I learned something new today. So how about we take a quick break, and we'll be back with more here on Ask the Experts with Charles Skank of Skank Insurance. Good morning, 8:22 here on the Mighty 690. We're continuing our chat with Charles Skank of Skank Insurance. And Charles, we are in October. We're in Medicare season. So what actions do people on Medicare right now need to take?
So you need to schedule a review. That review can be done in person. It can be done over the phone. In some cases, we can either go to your house if that's really necessary. And you can call our office, 620-331-8800. And what we need is a list of your medications. And if you call in to schedule an appointment, it's a good idea to have a list of your medications handy, if possible, so to give to our staff so that we can have that ready to evaluate when you come in the door or when we talk on the phone. And have your plan cards ready, your ID cards, the cards from your insurance cards, have them available so we know what plan you're on and so we can better advise you. And just have those things at the ready. The review can take 15 to 30 minutes. Sometimes, you know, in a short case, it's even shorter than 15 minutes, but usually at 15 minutes at least, and sometimes as many as 45 minutes, but usually 30 minutes, it's wrapped up. And you can put something in place to possibly save hundreds or even thousands of dollars for the upcoming year. So we just recommend that you check in, and there are some prescription drug plans that have some unique changes this year in their pricing. And it's just a good idea, not only in their pricing, but what they cover. And just so that you're not left high and dry come January of 23, it's a good idea to put those changes in place for this upcoming year.
Sure. And just easy as giving you guys a call, right, to get on the calendar?
That's right.
And so where can we find you if someone's interested in this?
So our main phone number, like I said, is 620-331-8800. Our main office is in 2801 West Main, Suite A, right there in Independence. But we also have locations in Coffeyville, Howard, and Sedan. And we just look forward to connecting with our listeners, our clients. Starts October the 15th is the official go date. And we just encourage everybody to have a plan in place.
Very good. Any closing thoughts, Charles? It's always great to have you here on a Monday.
Well, thank you, James. I hope you have a great week. And I just want to encourage our listeners to have a great week. And make it memorable, make it productive, and we'll see you all Friday.
All right. Well, Charles Skank of Skank Insurance, look forward to having you on again here in a couple days. Looks like we also have some high school students waiting in the wings, so we'll get them on in just a few. You're listening to the Mighty 690.